Hello everyone, and how are ye? Are ye doing good? Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas morning. I'm just after doing my yoga workout, and I did some kettlebells as well because I'm building up a hunger. I'm going to eat like a savage today. And I'm going to enjoy my day. I hope you do as well. I know it can be tough on some people. I know it's kind of a lonely time and whatever, but you know what? It's over tomorrow and we can get back to normal. We can look forward to the new year. And this year has been really good, hasn't it? I mean, we've had some good laughs, some good... I think we had some good audio, some funny ones, some, you know, creative stuff, some good ideas pouring over people. And I really enjoyed the last workshop as well that I'm still kind of working on. I really enjoyed the idea because it kind of sparked a lot of creativity in me. So I'm going to look at something like that for the future, in the new year. But besides that, we had some good laughs on Twitter, and you know, it's nice to get away from all the you know, the crap that's going on around the world, and to go out on Twitter and just to, you know, just to be funny funsters, like, you know what I mean, putting up those gifs. And I swear, like, this is God's honest truth, like, I got through those comments and stuff, and I just, oh, those gifs and those pictures and stuff, and some of the jokes, I'm just like rolling around the place laughing. It gives me so much entertainment to see the replies and stuff. And I know I can't reply to everyone all the time, but like, it's, you know, and the dynamic between Shawnee and the girls. And how, I remember when Shawnee started first, and people were kind of like, what kind of a character is this? He sounds very arrogant, and he's kind of like very sure of himself. But as people got to know him, they're kind of getting to like him a bit better, and he's becoming a bit of a star in his own right. But don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him. But there's a good kind of dynamic going on. And you know, like, everything that happens between the two of them, it's really just, it's kind of like Irish banter, you know. That's the way Irish people kind of slag each other. We call it slagging. It's kind of, it sounds harsh, but there's always a kind of a wry smile behind what's going on, you know. It's like if you came to an Irish dinner now, a Christmas dinner, like, you would be destroyed. you wear the wrong color jumper, or you know, a wrong color sweater or anything, and you're like, you're going to be in for it all day long, like, you know. And you've all the stories of the past coming up, and you know, people making you laugh and joking around and all that. So yeah, that to look forward to. I'm going to go and give the prezzies out and stuff like that. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to head back home. I'm going to do some walking. So next week is going to be kind of a small bit strange on Patreon. I think I could be gone from like... maybe Thursday night down to Sunday, or Friday down to Sunday, I don't know yet. But I'm going to do some hill walking because I want to get some fresh air in, and I think the weather is good as well. So I want to do some nice hill walking and take some nice photographs. I was thinking of some, maybe vlogging something nice, putting something together that's nice. I still have some stuff since last summer that I could actually mix into it as well, but I was kind of a bit ADD with the camera, and I was moving around too quickly and stuff. So a lot of it is kind of like too quick. So if I vlog this time from wherever I am, I can kind of like slow it down and really give you the sense of where I am and what I'm doing. And yeah, we could have an interesting vlog. But when I come back, when I get back, it's going to be business as usual. I've got loads of ideas, loads of experimental ideas as well. And we'll continue into 2019 and have a really, really good time. So I wish you all the best today, and I hope that it's not too stressful on you, that dinner goes good, and you know, whatever you're having for dinner. I mean, today, no, like, I mean, I don't, like, for my Christmas dinner, I made a chicken curry pie. And my family are looking at me going, what the hell is this fella doing? You know, because, like, even though, like, when I started eating vegetarian and vegan food, it's probably like, I mean, no, I started a long time ago, but really for the last like 8 years, like, people used to be looking at me saying, what's going on here? But everywhere you go now, I mean, I stayed in a hotel in Clarny a few weeks ago and had vegan menus, like, and I was like, holy cow, how in the name? And it was lovely, it was absolutely beautiful vegan food, you know, like, 'cause sometimes you go to a house or something. I call to a friend's house and they say, oh, he or she's a vegan. And what they do is they get pasta and they just dump a load of pasta sauce into it. And they're like, they throw it on the table and you're like, you do know, like, that you can just put everything on a plate and take off the meat, like, you know, and get a certain kind of gravy and that's it. Like, you can just eat veg. But it's when you say you're vegan. I actually never really say that in a restaurant. I kind of hint that I have allergies. It kind of works better for me that I don't have to cause so much fuss. But I actually have a funny story. I was at a wedding and it was a big wedding and there was two vegans there, me and another guy, and there was like, I think there was 500 people at the wedding and there was only just two of us. Like, I didn't know who the guy was and like he didn't know me from Adam either. But I was sitting there and this plate of soup came up and I had like chicken soup. And I was like, nah, there's not, you know, I was just looking at it going, but you know, I wasn't going to complain because I don't really care. But one of my friends, like, that was getting married, actually, the girl that was getting married actually pulled one of the matrons, or whatever you want to call them, one of the waitresses, head waitresses, and says, like, he's got chicken soup in front of him and he's a vegan, like, and like, she just shouts out, like, it was like, no, like an Adam Sandler video or our movie, or a Jim Carrey movie. She starts, everything goes quiet. And she starts going, we have a vegan over here. We have a vegan with chicken fucking soup. And I was like, oh, I was melting. I was absolutely melting into the chair. I was like, no, please. And she kept saying it, vegan. And next, everybody just like, the whole staff, like, 13 of 14 of them just stood up and just rounded me, and the whole place just stopped and looked. And you know, I am shy and I have like slight social anxiety and stuff like that. I kind of manage it, like, but it's still kind of, like, you can imagine that pressure, like the whole place. And the word vegan is still kind of like, I don't use that word as much as I say, like, I'm a vegetarian, and then I kind of say, look, I'm a vegetarian, but I don't eat cheese, I don't drink milk, and I kind of get around it that way, you know. I'd say, oh, no, leave that cheese over that, or but it was like, yeah, we've a vegan over here, we've, and I was like, oh Lord. So what happened was, I ended up getting a stir fry, and I had this guy next to me, and he was like, he was working with me, and he's kind of like, he was working with me but not in the same department, but he was like looking at me eating the stir fry, and the stir fry was like, it was like a green Thai curry or something like that. And it was absolutely adorable. It was beautiful, like, and I was eating that, and he was there with his like turkey and his, you know, potatoes, and he's like, because he was away from the table when this happened, and he was saying, "Why didn't I get a stir fry? Why didn't I get a stir fry? I wanted a stir fry." And I'm like, "Oh, shut up! Here we go again!" And everyone starts shouting because he's a vegan. Cause it's like it all came back again. I was like, oh, leave me alone. Oh. So the chicken curry pie is going to be today, and you know what, I'm going to really enjoy it. It's I got some like Corn have some really nice vegan chicken fillets, so I got some vegan pastry and stuff like that, and I'll put it all together and have a big, huge pie and nom, 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 eat myself into a carb coma. But yeah, we'll have a good, and I have a good fun, and yeah, and as I said, I'll do some hill walking from next week, and I'll take some nice photographs, and I'll vlog. So I definitely vlog some stuff for our Patreon. Exclusively, I don't want to put stuff up in YouTube anymore for that. I kind of, you know, it's kind of like, yuck. So I'll put it up on Patreon, and I'll, you know, I just give people little bits of tours of what's going on. It would be lovely if sometimes I'd love if you could kind of smell through vlogs, you know, you could smell like turf fires burning, and you know that the like the ambience and all that stuff down in the west, like, you know, down around Kerry, West Cork. It's just so beautiful. Like, I mean, I know some of you are over here at the moment, but it will be, it's actually not that cold. It's quite warm at the moment, so it's good weather to be here. Might have a little bit of rain, but who cares about that? But there's no ice on the roads, because the roads are, like, if any of you are here at the moment or are thinking about coming in the next few months, oh, just be careful. I miss my one warning to all of you is just the roads. Like, be so careful. Like, because there's been like a couple of families killed in the last year. American families, I think it was two American families killed in the one part of the one road. You can actually Google it there and read it. It's in Cork. It was some kind of turn that, you know, because we drive on the left. Is it the left we drive on? Yeah. So yeah, I'm getting confused myself. So when a person comes from another country, they'll drive on the right and they'll take the wrong turns, and it can be a disaster. But even besides that, you have the winding roads, and you can have, like, you know, black ice patches and stuff like that. Like, that can just, so always slow down, take your time, there's no rush. And anyway, sure, you're taking the sights when you drive like that. So yeah, so I'm gonna go away, and I'm gonna enjoy my day. And as I said, you know, my appreciation is just off the charts for you all. And I hope you enjoyed your year here at Patreon, and I hope to see you next year again. And we'll have some more fun, and we'll make some more albums, and we'll continue to spread the positive message. Okay. All right, so I'm just going to say a slán leat, mwah, and a big kiss, and have the best one, okay? Bye bye.